After leaving the key with the bartender, an additional tip for him to buzz you when I'm on my way up, you pick up your drink and proceed to the front of the desk. Retrieve the extra room key and head to your room to set the room ready for my arrival. You pull out a few items you had brought in hopes of this evening, as well as a couple of your ties from the closet, and set them on the bed. As you put them down, you can't help but smile and think of how every time in the future when you wear them, the memories they will evoke. Moving over to the room desk, you take the chair and you set it in the middle of the room. Just as you head over to the phone, it rings once. Knowing that you only have a few more minutes, you place a call to room service and smile when they tell you that they do indeed have an item in the kitchen that is not on the menu. You step over to the windows where you had set your drink. You put your hand in your pocket where the damp panties are and take a drink as you hear the lock click in the door. Turning, you watch my sassy hips saunter into the room, and feeling those damp panties in your pocket, smile as I look around the room, taking in the chair, the items on the bed before walking over to you. You dip a finger into the drink, reach out, and holding your finger against my lips for me to remain quiet, you then paint my lips with the liquor before leaning down and lightly running your tongue across them, following the path of your finger. Setting your drink down, you turn me to face the window, looking out over the city into the night. Slowly, you start to trace your hands over my shoulders and arms, up and down, just grazing the sides of my full breasts. On the next passage of your hands, you stop and cup my breasts, lightly stroking, scratching, plucking the nipples through the fabric of my blouse and lingerie, bringing my nipples up to hard peaks as I gasp quietly, and my head falls back against your chest. Taking a step back, you pull me with you over to the bed, where you reach down and pick up one of the ties. Leaning in, you lightly tease my lips with your mouth and tongue before securing the tie over my eyes. Walking me over to the chair, you unbutton, unzip, and remove my blouse and skirt, taking your time as your hands stroke across my skin before leaving me in stockings, garter, and bra. You hum appreciatively at the glistening evidence between my thighs before pushing me down onto the very front edge of the chair and securing my hands behind my back with the leather cuffs you had on the bed. You kneel down and slowly stroke up and down my thighs, widening my legs to the sides as far as possible, before tying each ankle to the leg of the chair. You have me in such a position that I have to lean back so I don't tilt forward off the chair, as I'm barely on it, my ass barely sitting on this chair. And this causes my back to arch and push my breasts out towards you. And you can't help but lean down and suck hard on each nipple through the sheer fabric of my bra. Once my legs are secured to the chair, you begin lightly running your fingers up and down my thighs, edging closer to my puffy, wet pussy lips with one hand, while your other hand strokes, kneads, and teases my breasts and nipples. My breathing is becoming more erratic with each pass of your hand. And try as I might, I cannot move my hips towards you for more of what I want. You lean in again and suck on one of my nipples through the fabric, drawing it as far into your mouth as you can, slowly biting down, increasing the pressure of your teeth as you listen to me pant and gasp. Just as it begins to turn towards painful, you push a finger into my aching wet pussy and rub your thumb across my clit, turning that pain into a burst of pleasure. Drawing your finger out, you rub my cream down my slit, all the way to my tight little hole, and back before you push back into my pussy as you switch all your attentions to my other nipple, giving it the same pain and pleasure that leaves me moaning and shaking for more. You stand up, and I feel you move away to pick up something from the bed before coming back to my side. Your hand strokes along my head, and then you grab my hair close and pull my head back. You lean down, and I feel your lips against mine. Are you ready, kitten? You ask me. Are you ready to let go? To let me give you all you've been aching for? To make you mine? Oh, yes, sir, I breathe. Oh, please, yes, sir. Good girl, you tell me. As you kiss me deeply, marking me with your breath and your mouth. I feel you kneel between my legs, and then feel something cold, metal, sliding along my thigh, up through my slick cream. I feel a wet coldness of lube against my ass, and then your finger pressing into that tight little hole. I know now what you are sliding along my leg, and when you remove your finger, I take a breath as you slowly start to push the jeweled metal plug into me. I am panting from feeling of it as you take your time pushing and pulling on it, increasing the sensations. Once it is fully seated, you give it a couple of taps with your fingers, which send quivers and whimpers through me. You lean down, and I feel your tongue swipe across me before you latch onto my clit, nibbling and teasing at it as your finger pushes into me. Oh. The plug makes me feel so full now that even one finger is deliciously tight and pushes me closer to the edge of my first orgasm. Just as you start to finger fuck me and suck at me more vigorously, we hear a knock and the call of room service. Hearing my gasp, you call out one moment. Do you A. turn my chair to face the window and then go retrieve the room service cart, or B. walk to the window and call for the waiter to come in